Okay, I didn't realize that yesterday officially there was no shiur. Maybe we'll review again what we covered yesterday and last week. That only kohanim are permitted to eat truma, a non-kohen is not allowed to eat truma. An eishes kohen is permitted to eat truma even though she herself was not born as a bas kohen. She's a Yisraelis or a Leviya. She's married to a kohen. She's permitted to eat truma. The Gemara later on Nun Zion quotes a pasuk to demonstrate that Arusa is permitted to eat truma. Not only Nisu Arusa, the Gemara quotes the pasuk Koin Kik Nefesh Kinyan Kaspo. That's 10 lines from the bottom of Nun Zion on the base. Amarula, that's Ula Chiddush. Rashi and Kiddushin on Daf Yud Gimel, he writes an interesting comment. He says, as far as Nisua, Eshes Koin Nisua Lekoin, that we know based on a different pasuk. That she's a chelos b'truma, that we didn't have to come on to Ula's pasuk, that we know from the pasuk called Tor b'beischa yachal kodesh, and beisa zuishta refers to nesua. Beisa zuishta only refers to nesua, not to arusa, and that's why the Gemara had to have a new pasuk. How do you know that arusa muteris lechol b'truma? Ula had to come up with a new pasuk, koin ki ikna nefesh kinyan kaspo. So min ha-Torah, how do Rashi know that? That only nesua is called beisa, beisa zuishta is only nesua. So he mentioned a long time ago that's a Gemara in Yuma, also in the first parak on Daf Yud Gimel. The Gemara says the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur has to be married because it says B'chipa Badoi B'yad Beisa. He has to say Vidui. The first Vidui, he says the Vidui three times. The first time he says Vidui V'chipa Bada B'yad Beisa for himself and his wife. The second time he says Vidui for himself and Echav HaKohanim. And the third time he says Vidui for himself and all of Klal Yisrael. So the first time the Vidui is Chipa Badda Bad Besa, Besa Zuishto, that's the first Mishnah in Yuma that the Kohen Gadol has to be married. So the Gemara says he has to be married to the tune of Nisuin. If he only has Erisin, that's not called Besa. Besa Zuishto is only Nisuin. But that's where Rashi and Kiddushin knows it from, the Gemara in the first parak in Yuma. So Min HaTorah, the Arusa, Eishes Kohen Arusa, Zachelis B'Truma. And with the Rabbanan, they made a chumre that she's not allowed to eat truma. What they make a gzeira for? So the Gemara nun ches, nun zayin am a base, nun ches am a ram. The Gemara has a machlokas am a raim. What's the reason for this gzeira the Rabban? So the first reason the Gemara quotes is Ula, that he's concerned, shem atashka liyacheho, liyachyoseho, that the girl during erisin is still living with her parents. And she's eating breakfast, lunch, and supper with her brothers and her sisters. The whole family's eating together. So if the husband, the Oris, is going to send her wine of truma, or Cheerios of truma, or cake, cookies, and challah of truma, she's going to start eating it. She's a young girl. She's going to forget that her brothers and her sisters are not kohanim. There's an isa misa b'dei shemayim if they're going to eat the truma. We're afraid shema tashka liyachehu liyachisel. So you have to wait till after nisun. After nisun, she's going to be living with her husband, so there's no chashash that her brothers and sisters will be sharing her food. The second reason the Gemara gives is not because of the concern Shematashka, maybe she'll give to the brothers or the sisters, but rather Mishum Simpon. What does the word Simpon mean? So Simpon means something that's Mavatl, something else. For example, if I have a shtar that says that you owe me $100,000 and you have a shofar that says that you paid already. So the shofar is called in Talmudic terminology, shofar is called, means that it's, the shofar is Mavatl, that's why shover, Shemeshaber. It breaks the koyach of the shtar. I have a shtar says you owe me money, that breaks it. So simpon by a marriage means if a man is married to a girl and then after nisuin they're together and he finds out that she has a plastic leg, both legs, everything is plastic. He thought that she was, turns out she has a glass eye and a plastic arm and everything is fake. So if it's a major mum, then the Mishnah says, when he gets divorced, he doesn't have to pay the ksuba. If he was fooled into believing that she wasn't a balas mum, and then later on, after the nisuin, he discovers she's a balas mum, so he gives her a get, and he doesn't have to pay the ksuba. The Gemara asks, why does he have to give her a get? Why don't you say it's a kedusha toy? So the Gemara has two explanations. One explanation is, menatori taki, don't need a get, that's only a chumer midirabbonim, menatori it's a kedusha toy. But since Meikar Adin is really Kedusha Toya, so he doesn't have to give her any ksuba because Meikar Adin, they're not married at all. The other explanation the Gemara says is, we're not so sure it's a Sufik. Maybe the get is needed in the Sufik, because Sufik deraisa lechumer. But Misafik, he doesn't have to pay the ksuba because Sufik, mamayna lekula, the husband is the muksa, kamoitz machaber all of her ayin. And safik isura lachuma, so she needs to get me safik. These are the two pshatim that the Gemara gives later in Ksubas on that Mishnah. Some people don't read the Gemara, they just read the Mishnah, and then they read the Tosfos on the Mishnah of Tosfot. The Tosfos quote two pshatim from the Gemara. It's not that Tosfos has an original chiddush. Remember, I had a Rebbe in Yeshiva, who was giving shiur on that part of Ksubas. So he said, it's 2 days in Tosfos. He didn't bother to read the next daf. The Gemara says the Gemara has two pshatim, whether the get is needed in the Rabbanon, or the get is needed in Sveka Derais.
I understand the first answer in the Gemara, though. She tricked him.
Not punishing him, we just say lechumri, you need to get. No, he doesn't pay. The Mishnah says he doesn't pay the ksuba.
Oh, he just pays up the
get. Yeah, he only needs to get. The Gemara asked, why does he need a get? If he needs a get, means that he is married, so why doesn't have to pay the ksuba? The Gemara gives one explanation: the get is only needed with the rabbanim and ateretz kedusha tois. And that's why he does not pay. And the other explanation was that it's a sofik kiddushi tois. So misofik, sofik yisura luchumi, need to get misofik deraisa. And the mamen, as far as paying the ksuba, so that's sofik mamen alakula, the husband is the muhsuk, so he doesn't pay. So these are the two pshatim that the Gemara gives. Yeah. So the Gemara says over here, we shouldn't permit midirabbanim, we shouldn't allow Eishes Kohen to eat truma during erisin, because it may turn out that the girl has a major mum that the husband is not aware of. He won't be aware of it until after they're going to have nisun, they're going to be living together. So it may turn out that the whole erison was betois. It may turn out that the kiddushin was a kiddusha tois, and the girl is not only shema tashke, maybe she'll give to her brothers and the sisters. She's allowed to eat truma, and their brothers and the sisters are not allowed to. It may turn out that she's not allowed to eat truma. It may turn out that there's a mum, a major mum, in which case, Mikra Din, you didn't need a get, or Sveka Deraisa, some Isofek, maybe you didn't need a get, and it turns out that she is eating Truma, she's a Zar. Fine. So the Gemara says this was the reason for the Gzera Derabon. Then the Mishnah has a Din. Mishnah Nun Zainam and Aleph has a Din. When a girl has Erisin, so they make up, how soon are they going to have Nisun? So sometimes the boy is going away in the army. He's making erison now. He's going to be in the army for a couple of years. Not going to do any nisun until 2-3 years. Okay? Or he's going to the yeshiva. So he just wants to have erison. He's going to have nisun sometime later. Okay? If they didn't make up one way or the other, so we assume under normal circumstances, nosin lipsulo shneimasa chodesh, and al amana, you give shloshim yom. Okay. Al amana shloshim yom. You give an amana 1 month. 1 month in between the erison and the nisuin, and 12 months in between by a besula, 12 months between the erison and the nisuin. So now the Gemara points out. Now the Mishnah has, let's say, higia hazman. It already the 12 months are up, or he did kiddushin to an almana, and the month is up, and he's supposed to make nisuin, and he keeps on postponing. Comes up every day. Comes up with another teretz. Why he can't get a caterer? Can't get a photographer? Can't get musicians, and he can't get flowers. Every teretz, another teretz, why he can't get married. And he's postponing the wedding. It's clearly his fault. Clearly his fault. So then they have a din, even though Mikar Adin, the obligation of the Baal to support the wife, the Gemazinus only begins after Nisuin. That's Machloikis, whether that's a din deraisa, din derabban, habal chai b'mazinus ishtai. Pasuk says, Achum m'sher k'sus v'enosa lo yikra. Einosa means tashmish, that we know. What is shera and what is ksusa? So one Tana says in the Gemara, shera means mezainis and ksusa means clothing, that the husband is mechuyev after nisuin, not during erisin. After nisuin, the husband is mechuyev to give his wife tashmish. How often? So the Mishnahs tell you how often. It has to be within reason, depending on how hard he works for a living. And he has to buy clothing for his wife, and he has to have an apartment for his wife, and he has to give her food. That's Sher Ksusim and also Ligur. That's how the Rambam passed like that. Abal Chayb is on his ish, there's a dim in a Torah, it's Chayb and Ksus, and it's Chayb in an apartment, and so on. Food and clothing and everything. And most of the Rishonim hold, not so. They passed like the other opinion of the Gemara, that Abal Chayb is on his ish, there's only with the Rabbanon, it's not a dim in a Torah. So what does it mean, Sher Ksusim and also Ligur? So the Rambam Chumash explains, Ainosa means Tashmish, and Sher Ksusa are also aspects of Tashmish. Shira means if she wants to sleep together with her husband, Bekirub Bosa. He is very frigid, and he wants to sleep in a separate bed. And the wife always, even when they're not going to have tashma, the wife wants to cuddle up next to the husband. So that's shera. He has to give kiruv basar. The husband says he doesn't want to give a kiruv basar. So yaitziv eating ksuba. The wife has a right to say, I want to marry a normal husband. She's not happily married. And ksusa, the Ramban Chumash explains also, ksusa means she doesn't want to have tashmish without anything on. She wants the special ksus b'shas tashmish. So that's, and she doesn't want to have tashmish on the floor. She wants to have on a fancy bed, Italian, provincial, whatever. So everything that has to do with tashmish, that's menatara. They're shere ksusa menosa leikra. Fine.
Yeah, I thought there had to be tashmish because of the basar. I thought
that what?
I thought
okay, if the wife wants it, so the husband has to give a kira basa. If she doesn't want, it's not good. But even shalev shas tashmish, if the wife wants to sleep together with the husband in the same bed, so she has a taina, that's a shera. She demands, she wants to have kira basa with the husband. Ramban says that everything, all the three things in the pasuk, all have to do with Aina. Everything has to do with Aina. Yeah. Let's say the woman says, Eini Nizainis. She's Moichel Vizchus to Mizainis. Is she being Moichel Adin Deraisa? Is she being Moichel Adin Derabbanon? So the Gemara presents it as if, since Mizainis is only with the Rabbanon, and the Takana was Letovis Aisha, therefore she can say, Lanichali Betakanta Derabbanon. She's Moichel on Vizchus. And since all of the shibudim in marriage are reciprocal, the zeh tachazeh, there are shibudim that the husband has to the wife and shibudim that the wife has to the husband, and each one has its reciprocal chiyuv. So the Gemara says, if the woman says ani nizaynis v'ani yoisa, I'm vater, I'm moichel on the schus mizaynis and meil, I don't want to have to give you the maisei adayim. So yichayli yisha shetayim alabayla. She has the right to say that. So from the Gemara, it sounds as if the reason why she has the right to say ain in Nizayin is because only Takana the Rabbanah, Takana is made L'Toyva also, and she can say L'Nichalei B'Takan to the Rabbanah. And what if Mizayin is the Raisa? So the wife can't say Amoichal. So that's what we had the Shita Mekubetzis on the first daf, quoted the Rihalovan. On the first daf, the Mesichta, we have Rihalovan on Yuma, we have Rihalovan on Ksubas, a separate Sefer. So the Shita Mekubetzis had it already. So he quotes it, he says, the wife's ability to be moichel on the mezainis, it doesn't matter whether it's deraisa or rabbanon. It's not because whenever you have a takona that was instituted l'toivas Reuven, so Reuven has a right to be yoked the takona, l'nichalei b'takanta rabbanon, it does make sense. The only time someone could be mevatla takona is not really mevatla takona. If the takona de rabbanon was that the husband has a shibut to give his wife mezainis, so she can say, I'm moichel the shibut. If the shibut would be deraisa, also she can be moichel the shibut. It's not because it's the Rabbanon. Even if the shibud would be deraisa, should it also be able? You could be meichel, you can be mevater. If someone owes you money, halvoah, hezik, whatever, you can always be meichel lechiv. There's an institution of mechila in its tzricha kinyan. Once she says she meichel, so that's the end of it. So the wife has the ability to be mevater to say any nizainus. I'm meichel the husband. I don't need the nizainus. So again, so the Mishnah has. Yeah.
But why by the husband, let's say he says any yarsha, that's only before, you know, before he's living here, even after.
Yeah, that's an interesting question. The Gemara says that the Yerusha's Habal is not the same as any other Yerush. Let's say my father passed away, so I got the Yerusha. My rich uncle died, so I got the share in the Yerusha. So Kozman the Morish is alive, the rich uncle is alive, I don't own anything. And after the person lives, then after the Morish dies, then you say, Burakar Davua. I take over the Yerusha. That's the Losha Nagamar. Burakar Davua is an Erevin with respect to Yerusha. So the Yerush takes over the Maman of the Morish. But again, Abal Yerusha Sish, that's a different din. The din is that if you hold the Yerusha Sabal as the Rabban, it certainly makes sense. And even hold Yerusha Sabal the Raisa, also, Taisa says, could be, it also makes sense. The whole din of Habal Yerusha Sishta means that while they're married together, the Baal has chus mamin in her property that she owns, with respect to that if she will die, his chus mamin will develop to become kinyan and gemur. It's a different word. It's a totally different din. when you have the Morish is alive, so the Yorish doesn't have any bialis at all, doesn't have schus and doesn't have bialis at all. But when the couple is married, they have nisuin, so the Baal has already a bialis and nichse yishto, that likish et tomus, his schusim should develop, should mature to become kinyon and gemur. So that's what the Gemara says. After they already have nisuin, so there's machloikas abai v'rabba details, but they boil down to the same thing as far as this is concerned. Either yodo ki yodo or yodo adifa mi yodo. Calls man that they already had nisuin, so it's considered as if the husband owns the bien. So there's no mechila on a bien. Let's say I say I'm moichel my jacket to you. You can't be moichel a bien. I own my apartment. I'm moichel the apartment to you. You can't be moichel an apartment. If you owe me money, I can be moichel. If I have a schus against you, so I can be mevater. I can be moichel on the schus. But if I own an object, mechila isn't shaykh an a bien. There's no mechila on a bien. So the Gemara says that before the couple is even married at all, they're just engaged to get married, but they didn't even do erusin yet, then the Baal cannot be moichel the schus yerusha, because that's the schus is a dovah shel abal yerushim. He's not even married, he's only engaged. And after he already has nisuin, then the Gemara says he cannot be moichel. That's the beginning of Perek HaKosev. The husband cannot be moichel the schus yerusha after nisuin, because either yodiki yoda, yoda adifa mi yoda. Detail machlokes abai v'rova with an afkamina, but it's no afkamina for this. They're both saying the same thing, that habal yerushes ishta, he already has schusim, he already owns the nichsei ishta with respect to the right to have yerusha. So there's no mechina on the answer. The only time the Mishnah has pegim lamed aleph, hakosev liishta, a man makes a prenuptial agreement that he's moichel on the schus of Yerusha. If and when the wife dies, he shouldn't yarshin. So the Gemara explains that hakosev liishta has to be during erusin. If he's going to be mevata the schus of Yerusha before erusin, it's not chal, it's mechil on a dovah shel abal yom. It's mevata the schus of Yerusha after nisuin, that's considered a bien already. During erusin, ein abal yorosh is ishta during erusin. The Gemara says, "Dish darusa lo oinim lo v'lametami lo v'lamefin nederev." There are differences. There are many differences on the level of the raisa between an arusa and a nesua. And one of the differences is yerusha. That abal yerusha ishtoi is only after nisuin. But during erusin, even though if she'll die during erusin, the baal will not get the yerusha. But it's considered as if the baal has a schus on the nichsa ishtoi that likish etomus, he should yarshin her. So that schus lends itself to Yerusha. That's the Gemara Pei Gimel Amud Aleph. That the husband can only make such a prenuptial agreement during erusin. That's what we said, there isn't too much of a window of opportunity to do that. Because by us, they stand under the chuppah, and the chassan gives the ring, says, Hare Em Kodesh Asli. And then they're standing under the chuppah. So right away she becomes an Isua. So there isn't even a half a second. When is she an Arusa? So we probably assume that they really want to say the Birchas Nisuin immediately before the Nisuin. Even if it's not really a Deshevah Brachas, even if it's not really a Birchas HaMitzvah, it's not a Birchas HaNenin, it's not a Birchas HaMitzvah. When you have a Birchas HaNenin, also Lohanus in Olam HaZeh B'loi Bracha, you have to recite the Bracha before you get Hanoah, immediately before. And when you perform a Mitzvah, the Gemara says, Kol HaMitzvahs Kulam Avarach Aleim, Oiv Alasi Yosem, Oiv means immediately before you say a Bracha. Here it's not really... Everything is a bichas shevach. It's a bichas hashevach. Bichas hashevach is usually lacher asiyosim. After you hear the thunder, after you see the lightning, after you see the Alps, after you see the ocean, and so on. Usually, bichas hashevach is lacher asiyosim. After you see it, and you're spoiled from the gedulas, from the gadlus Hashem, from the gvuras Hashem. So here, the Beis Yosef quotes, I think, from the Sefer Huitur, that the Birchas Nisun should be recited, Oival Asi Yosem, even though it's not really Birchas HaMitzvah, but still, the Birchas Nisun should be recited. So his practice was, the Baluita's practice was, that the Beis Yosef quotes, they would recite, they would say, Hare Em Kodesh Asli. This is already a long time that we moved up. We don't have the pause. We don't have the 12 months or the 30 days in between the Erusin and the Nisuin. The Goyim already saw that it's not a smart idea, that the girl is an Eshes Ish, and she's not living with her husband. She's going to be Mizana with someone else. It'll be an Issa Misa, be an Issa Kores. And she'll become Asura Al Baila. So because it was they were concerned there was a problem of preachers in our generation, that more preachers, I would assume. So they made a takana that you should have the nisuin immediately following the erusin. That's why there was a problem. How do you say bar piagofen a second time on the koshal nisuin? By us, he already, in the days of the Tanoim, it's a question historically, when did this practice begin that they received birchas erusin over a cup of wine? The Gemara never says. The Gemara talks about birchas nisuin, the sheva brachas over a cup of wine. Birchas erusin, it seems that that was on a cup of wine, alayayin, that seems that that was introduced in the days of the Goyim. Okay, so whenever. So if, let's say in the days of the Tanoim, if they would have had such a thing, they would have said bar piagofen and recite birchas erusin over a cup of wine. They probably didn't. It was probably introduced in the days of the Goyim, but let's say they would have. So there wouldn't be a shaila, how come you say bar piagofen a second time over the cup of nisuin? It's a year later. There was a Hesel Hadas. They went to sleep. They went to sleep 365 times already. It's a whole year later. You give Yud Beis Chodesh, and if she's an Amon, you give Shloshim Yom. There's a long pause in between. But once they're going to move them up, that it's back to back, you have the Nisun immediately following the Erisin, and they're the ones introduced that you say Birchas Erisin Alakos. So does it make sense to say Bar Piagofen over the cup of Nisun? You just said Bar Piagofen 3 minutes ago. He just said Bar Piagofen over the Koshal Eris, and the Chosin said Hari Amukadosh. So they gave a ring. Now I say again Bar Piagofen. So the Hagos Maimoni on the bottom of the Rambam quotes from the Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi. Rabbeinu Tam is Rashi's grandson. That in that Tkufa, Rashi Rabbeinu Tam, they introduced to have a hefsik in between the Eris and the Nisuin. You try to have a hefsik. So the hefsik is that you read the Ksuva. How long does it take to read the Ksuva? So you should read the Ksuva slowly. You should read the Ksuva slowly. You shouldn't read it quickly. Now, many rabbis have a practice. They zoom through the reading of the Ksuva. That's not the way it was intended. It was intended it should be an arichas that should make a hefsik. I remember Ablazer Silver used to make a dramatic presentation when he read the Ksuva. And if someone would talk, he would stop and then he would start all over again from the beginning. You have to listen to the Kriyas HaKsuva. Okay, so if the rabbi wants to hold a drasha, if the chazan wants to sing a nigan, that's the time to hold the drasha. If the grandfather wants to introduce himself, so that's the time someone comes from out of town. When my first daughter got married, so the grandfather of my son-in-law came from Switzerland, so nobody knew who he was. So I had to introduce the family. There were only 10 people from Switzerland came to the wedding. All the guests were from my side. Only around 10 relatives came from Switzerland. So he spoke for around half an hour under the chuppah. No shayla, hesar hadas. Sure, hesar hadas. In between the first bar piagof and the second bar piagof. That's the way it's supposed to be. A long hesar hadas in between. A long hesar hadas. Some have the practice, many have the practice that you break the plate over there. You break the glass over there in between the erusin and the nisuin. Our practice is that we break the glass after the whole nisuin is over. So the Beis Yosef quotes this practice. You say birchas nisuin, and then immediately after they take a sip of the wine, then they walk under the chuppah. So we don't, that it should be over lasiyos, and birchas nisuin should be over lasiyos. We don't do that. We're already standing under the chuppah from before. So mistama, we probably have in mind, even though we're standing under the chuppah, probably have in mind, we don't want to be kind of the nisuin until after the birchas nisuin. We want to do it the correct way. The more correct way is to recite the birchas nisuin prior to performing the nisuin. So even though they're standing under the chuppah, mistama, it's self-understood that they have kavana not to be koina. Taisus writes on Beis Amin Aleph, you can't have nisuin bal karchoi. That's a question whether you need das for nisuin. We said that's the machloikas, the hagos maimoni, and perek yud and hilchas ishus. As a machloikas of Rishonim about that. What happened was the father married off his daughter Katana, Erisin, and then the father died. And then now they want to have nisuin. So can the girl have nisuin now? The girl is still a ketana, and the father's not alive. So there isn't even a takana de rabban over here. So if you say that nisuin doesn't really need das, it's just that you can't do nisuin bal korcha. Taisus on the Mishnah, Beis Amin Aleph says, nisus. Taisus says, you can't do nisuin bal korcha, but the question, do you need das or isha for the nisuin? Maybe you don't need das, as long as it's not bal korcha, it's good. Oh, so if you say you need das, so the father's not alive and the girl is a ketana, so there's no das over here. But if you hold that you don't need das, it's just that it shouldn't be bal korcha, so then the girl is able to enter into nisuin. It's not bal korcha, she wants to have the nisuin. It's not bal korcha, so that's what Yerushalmi points out. Yerushalmi al-Rambam, Perek Yud, and Hilchos Ishus, points out this machlokes harishanim and the Hagos Maimoni, whether nisuin requires das or not. He discusses whether they need edus likim adover. The Gemara in Kiddushin adav samach vavam and beis lanzach and the gezera shava of dover dover mimamen, that Kiddushin requires edus likim adover. If you don't have two kosher edim, it's not chal. So what about nisuin? Does nisuin also need edus likim adover? So the Macheshes is a sefer Shadas Hatshuvas by Penach Egish. Penach Egish was the dayan in Vilna the same time as Rav Chaim Moisa. Chaim Moisa was younger and died earlier. Rav Penach Egish delivered a hesped at his funeral. Rav Penach Egish learned by the Beis Halevi. He says that he's from the old school. He doesn't know anything about, he writes in the introduction, he didn't know anything about this analysis where you analyze and you conceptualize and all this kind of stuff. He's from the old school. He has a lot of beautiful things that are like from the new school, not from the old school. So he has a tshuva in his Sefer Macheshes. Tuchalokim is printed in one volume now. He has a tshuva where he thinks, he shows, he thinks that's machlokes the Rambam and the Ravid, where they need edus likim adover by nisuin. Yair Samech says that it could depend on this issue. Edus likim adover, the Mishlei Melech raises a possibility. Rav Chaim thinks that that's the correct pshat in the Rambam. Edus l'kim adov is only needed to elevate the level of das, that it should be a very strong, high level of das. For mekach memka, you don't need such a strong das. But begit mikedushin, you need a higher level of das. So if you express the das in public in the presence of two kosher edim, so you won't be able to deny it later on. So that's considered elevating the level of das. It's a stronger level of das. So the shayla is, maybe nisuin doesn't need das at all. Maybe the halacha just says you can't do nisuin bal karcho. That's the tesis on the Mishnah. It doesn't say noisim is habsula. That would sound like bal korcha. Psula nisus means that she has to agree. So you can't do nisuin bal korcha, but maybe there's no need for das or isha. So if you don't need das or isha, maybe you don't need das habal either. By kiddushin you need das habal and das or isha. If you say that by nisuin you don't need das or isha, you don't need das habal either. Just that bal korcha is no good. So that's why Rav Soloveitchik had a rabbein and nisim going in Yevamos and in Tosfos in the first parak in kiddushin daf yud. Where the Rabbi and Nisim go, and sounds like he makes that distinction that Nisim doesn't need das, just Bal Korcha is no good, and Erisin needs das. So the Osamech wants to say that maybe whether you need Eidus Likim Adavah for Nisim would depend on that machlokes, whether you need das for Nisim and just Bal Korcha is no good. The Gemara in Baba Kama talks about Dover Valechotzi Dover, the Gemara Dafainam at base. Dover Valechotzi Dover is a machlokes hatanoim between Rabbi Akiva and Chachamim. Where it applies, where it doesn't apply. They all agree. Al pishnei edim yokum dover, edim have to testify in a dover shalom. If the edim testify in a chotzi dover, you put together, they tell the half a story, they tell the half a story, put it together, you have a whole story. So you can't accept such edim. Dover v'le chotzi dover. So Gemara says, this case, all the Tanoim agree. If shnayim amrim kiddush, if shnayim amrim boal, that's not called the dover v'le chotzi dover. What do you mean, shnayim amrim kiddush, shnayim amrim boal? So Pasha Pshat is two edim say, Reuven was Mekadosh Leah, and two Edim said that Leah was Mezana. So the two different things. One is the Edis Lakim Adav and the Kiddushin, and one is the Edis and the Znus. So nothing is a Chotzi Dover. That's a Dover Shalom on the Kiddushin, and that's a Dover Shalom on the Maisa and the Znus. Shnaim Ramin Kiddush, Shnaim Ramin Baal. And the Shita Mekubetzes quotes another Pshat over there in Bava Kama Daf Ayin Vei, Shnaim Kiddush, Shnaim Ramin Baal. Baal means Nisuin. So if two Edim say he did Kiddushin, a different two Edim say he did Nisuin, if the Nisuin can be a year after the Kiddushin, so it could well be that the different Edim, they're not necessarily going to be the same Edim who are Edim Kiddushin, they're not going to be Edim Nisuin. So that's our practice. We have separate Edim for the Kiddushin. Then you have two separate Edim, Edim Yichud, on the assumption that the Yichud is the Nisuin. The Rambam's opinion is that the Yichud is the Nisuin. If you say standing under the canopy, so the two Edom who saw her give over the ring, they see that she's standing under the chuppah. So they're the Edom on the Nisuin as well. If you hold, you need Edom on Nisuin. That's the machlekes. That's what the Macheshes claims as the machlekes, the Rambam and the Ravid. But they need Edis Likim Adover on the Nisuin.
How did it be that the
chosin
doesn't need
that? As long as it's not Balkorchoi.
Is it cotton?
No, let's say he's boiled the woman l'shem nisuin. That's a Rabbeinu Nissen going comes to answer a steer between two gemaras. The gemara in Kiddushin daf Yud Amud Aleph says that when a man is mekadosh b'biyah, he's not kind of betchilas biyah because Kala boil daitog marbia. He probably has a mind to postpone the chalois kinyan. He could have been koinim betchilas bia, but he probably has a mind to be koinim besov bia. And then there's a Gemara in Yevamos, in the middle of Yevamos, and Habol Yemimtoi, where the Gemara says that Tchilas Bia is kind of by Tchilas Ishus. It doesn't contradict the Gemara in Kiddushin. So Tosis gives four different answers. So Rabbeinu Nissim Goyen is one of the four answers. Tosis calls Rabbeinu Nissim Goyen. He says the difference between Erisin and Nisun. For Erisin, you need Das Habal. So he probably has a mind to postpone the Halos till the Mar Habiyah. But for Nisun, apparently he thinks you don't need Das, it's just that you can't have Nisun Bal Korchai. So it's not Bal Korchai, he wants to have Nisun. He just probably would like to postpone the Chalos till later, till the end of the Bia, after he has his pleasure, the Gemar Bia. So that's only possible by Erisin. By Erisin, we need Das, so you have the ability to make Erisin Alatana, you can make a Shlich for the Erisin, and you can make a Lachalamet, you can postpone the Kiddushin, you can postpone the Chalos till later. But by Nisun, where perhaps the Rabbeinu Nissim Goyen seems to think that you don't need Das Bailim for Nisun, just you can't do Nisun Bal Korchai. So here it's not Bal Korchai, he wants to be kind of Nisun, but he can't postpone the Halos till later. So once he does the Tchilas Bia, so he's already kind of the Nisun. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik thought was the Pshat and the Rabbeinu Nissim Goyen. Rabbeinu Nissim Goyen is distinguishing between Erisin and Nisun, that Erisin needs Das Habal, and Nisun does need Das, as long as it's not Bal Korchai. So if he wants to, he would prefer to have the chalois later. So by Erisin, there is such a thing. A kinyan lachalamet, a get lachalamet. It can be mafrish chala lachalamet. It can be mafrish truma lachalamet. A raise truma lachash yikotzer. It can be mafrish truma lachalamet. But nisuin lachalamet, that you can't do. You can only make a kinyan lachalamet when you need das habaylim. So just like the Torah gives you, the Rambam right, just like the Torah gives you the ability to make a tanai, the Torah gives you the ability to postpone the chalois to later. But by Nisun, you don't need Asa Adam, then you can't postpone the Chalos till later.
Why
can't you do
a Get?
Can't do a Get Lachanamid, right? Provided that the Get is not torn up and not burnt. If she's still holding on to the Get after Lamed Yom, I raise a Gitach Lachalamed Yom. It's a Mishnah. So if Ovad or Nisraf, then the Get is no good. But if it's still intact and still holding on to the get, and he did the nesina saget now, so there's no chisor of tligitach magabi karki. He does the nesina now. He says, I want the chalos to take effect in another 30 days. Lahamisa you can't get. A get lachalam it is mishnayis that you can do. Just a get lachamisa you can't do. Can I give a get that should be chal lachamisa? The Gemara says ain shtar lachamisa. Let's say I give you a shtar. Let's say I own my apartment at 24 Bennett. I give you a shtar that the apartment should belong to you starting from next September, and then I die before comes September. So the house goes birusha to my yorshim. So there's no shtar lachamisa. How can the shtar take effect? I don't own the kaka. I don't own this anymore. By the time it comes September 1st. So the Pashtus says that ain't shtar lachamisa is a din deraisa. There's a very strange sheet in Kubetzis in the end of Bava Basra when the Gemara says ain't shtar lachamisa. The sheet in Kubetzis says, min ha-teretz only ain't get lachamisa. Ain't shtar lachamisa is only a din mederabanan ought to get. The Pashtus says, not like the sheet in Kubetzis, the Pashtus says, ain't shtar lachamisa is a din deraisa. If I already died by the time it comes September 1st, and the house no longer belongs to me, it belongs to the Yoshim. How am I a balabos, the right ishtar? So the Shita holds a chiddush that since the Yoshim only get it machmasi, and I wanted to give it away as of September, so menatari the kinyan is chal. But we usually assume not like that Shita. We assume that ain't shtar lachamisa is a din deraisa. The same as ain't get lachamisa. It's not that ain't get lachamisa is a din deraisa, and shtar lachamisa only a din madarabon ought to get. But if you have a get lachashloshim yom, that is valid. Provided that the get is not over on Nisraf by the time it comes the Yom Lamed, that then it would be called Sekinyona. Can't be chal if it. Let's say the man is mekadesh bebia lachalamed yom, so that's no good, because right now he's not accomplishing anything. There's no chalois. When it comes lamed yom, he's not doing the bia, so that's called Sekinyona. The ma'isa kinyan vanished into thin air. It can't be kind of lachalamed kesef. let's say I give the girl kesef, I say harem kodeshes li, and I give her a chocolate bar, and I say harem kodeshes li lach lamed yom, and she eats up the chocolate bar before it comes the yom lamed. So that should have been no good. So the Gemara says Rav Shmuel damit Ravayu, Gemara Kedushin, Rav Shmuel both say afilu nesach lamos, even if she ate up all the food, he gave her kiddush kesef, he gave her food. She ate up all the food. By the time it comes the Yom Lamed, there's no longer any Bien. So that's what Rabbi Shmuel said. It's still Mekudesh. So that's all discussion. Why is that so? Why is Kesef an exception to the rule? And depending on how you understand that Gemara, why Kesef is an exception to the rule, and you're not concerned about Kolsa Kinyanai, the fact that it vanished into thin air. So that's a machloek is the Rambam and all the Rishonim. What about Chalipin Lachalamed? Well, if you make a Kinyan Chalipin, give a handkerchief, and the guy gives the handkerchief back. I give a handkerchief to Bikoni your house, and then you give me the handkerchief back, and we made up I should Bikoni the house starting from September 1st, at the end of the end of this year, September 1st, 2015. Not now. So the Rambam holds, what's the problem? You can make a Kinyan Chalip on Lach Alam. And the Kesef Mishnah quotes that the Ran in Nidorim, Adav Chav Zayin, says on the Rambam, what's he talking about? It's called Sikinyonai. When you do chalipin, it's like kiddush ebiya lachalam. It's not chal because kol sekin yonim. So that depends how you understood the Gemara. Why the Gemara said that kesef is good lachazman, even though afal pishin is achlam
oes. That's the same thing that the Gemara says that the ham is
not chalip. We are nun ham
days. Yeah. That
Taisa says that what? That's Suda Lachalamed. Most of the Rishonim hold Suda Lachalamed is called Sekinyon. It's no good. Which Taisa are you talking about? In Shtar Lachamisa, then King Lachamisa and Rishon. Loi Mashmachi, right? Taisa says that Chalip and Lachalamed. Mashma that it's no good. Kol sekinyon, not like the Rambam, right? The Rambam holds chalip and lachalamed is good, and all the Rishonim disagree. The Ran and the Doran quotes the Rambam, and he disagrees. Kes Mishnah asks on that Rambam. The end of Perek Aleph and Ilchas Mechira. It's a long Kes Mishnah. He asked on the Rambam. He said, Peladika, yeah, the Rambam has a different shita about kol sekinyon. When it poses a problem, when not. So chalip and lachalamed is the nafkemina, is the big machlek, is the Rambam and all the other Rishonim. Correct. So the Chachamim made exera the Rabbanim and Atar the Arusa is also achelus b'trum. The Rabbanim she's not allowed to eat trum either because of reason A, because of reason B, either because b'choshesh shem atashke le'acheha or le'achiyaseha, or because b'choshesh chashina le'simpon. It may turn out that she has a major mum on her body which he won't discover till after he's going to have the nisuin. So during the erison, it's not really a 50-50 suffix. Not a suffix ashakul. If it would have been a 50-50 suffix, maybe it'll turn out to be kedusha tois. We would say that suffix deraisa lechumer. She shouldn't be allowed to eat truma menatar. It's a far-fetched suffix that maybe it'll turn out that the girl has such a major mum that he mikar adin, he won't even need a get, or maybe it'll be a sveik adina. Maybe they need to get me tam suffix. So since it may turn out that they're not married at all, so we don't permit her to eat the truma. Achumer midirabonim. Menator you go basa roiv. Roiv marriages do not end up in an annulment because the girl had a glass eye and a plastic leg and a plastic arm and so on. Most of the time it doesn't happen. So it's a chashash midirabonim. So the Mishnah says they made such exer derabonim. So now the din is that the Baal is only chayv b'mezaynus ishta if the nisuin. During erison is not chayv b'mezaynus. Either mezaynus is deraisa derabban. The machlek is sheik sisra oina. The Rambam holds a share means mezaynus like that one tana. And all the other Rishonim say we don't pass like that tana. We hold that mezaynus is only midirabban. Whatever it is, mezaynus, whether it's menatorim midirabban, doesn't begin until after nisuin. Only begins after nisuin. Like Sherik Susuvena, so all three, the Chi of Aina only begins after Nisun. Min HaTorah, the Arusa is Materis Labada. They're allowed to be together. The Pashto says that Arusa Asur Labailo, they're not allowed to have Tashmish, is only Midirabbanon. That's not Min HaTorah. That's the Poshup Shad. It's only Midirabbanon. The Shita Mukubetz is quotes from the Avudram. An awkward collector's item of an opinion. That an Arusa is Asur Labailo Min HaTorah. Why? Because in the Bichas Harisim we say Shekashanim Esasu V'tzivanu Al Harayas V'asalanas Harus V'hitalanas Hansu Aslan. So you say V'tzivanu Al Harayas Gili Harayas is a din deraisin. Then you say V'asalanas Harus V'hitalanas Hansu Aslan. Sounds like just like Harayas is deraisin, so too Harusa is also menator. And then there's even an opinion if an arus, if a girl is an arus and she's mezana with someone else, so the punishment is skilo. If she's a naira hamaros, but yes, the girls are not naira, they're ready boigras. We don't get married to a girl who's younger than 12 and a half. The girls are 19, 20, 21. They're not so young. They're not the little babies. So by us, there's never any skila. But if the girl would be a naira hamaros, there would have been skila. Yeah. So the Shitim Kubetzes quotes this awkward opinion that Arusa Asur Labaila is Menatoira, and if the husband is Baal Arusasa, he's Chayv Skeel also. That's quite an awkward Shita. The Pashtus in all the Gemara says that it's not so. Pashtus says that Arusa Asur Labaila is only with the Rabbanon, and in Eretz Yehuda they never accepted the Gzeret Rabbanon. Mishnah says the Mishnah is in the first parak. In Eretz Yehuda there used to be Miyachad the Chosen Kala. And the girl would go to mikveh, and the girl would be with her husband. It would be muta. She's menator. She's muteris. They never accepted the gzera the rabban. Gzera is the rabban, and they're only chal if the roi batzibur accepted. If the tzibur doesn't accept it, it's not chal. And Eretz Yehuda, they never accepted that din the rabban.
Would she be in Yehuda?
No, she would only be an arusa, and an arusa muteris lebaila. But there's no chiyav sherksus veinan. There's no chiyav aina. Even if you hold the way we hold that Arusa Materis Lebaila Menatar, but it's not Chiyavayna. Chiyav is only after Nisuin, not during Erisin. Yeah. So the Chiyav Mezainis, what is the right of the Rabban, the Chiyav Mezainis only begins after Nisuin. So here the Mishnah has this din, Andaf Nun Vav, that if they had Erisin now, and they made up, they're going to have Nisuin, whatever, by the end of the year, before January 1st, whatever they made up. And then the husband every day comes with a different teretz why he's not having Nisuin. The girl says, let's already have Nisuin. He keeps on postponing. So if he's not living up to his half of the deal, his chaybim is on his cell. His chaybim is on his cell. Higia hazman is ocheles mishalo, his chaybim is on his cell. And then it says, Ve'achelas b'tshuma. According to the Mishnah Rishonim, the earlier psak of the earlier generations, she's the din derabbanan, the arusa is not allowed to eat truma, only applies up until higia hazman. Once it's higia hazman and bal chay b'mzanes ishtoi, then there's no longer the gzera derabbanan. And the bezin shel achreim amru, that's what the Gemara refers to as the Mishnah achreina, in a later generation the consensus changed. We have every so often like that during my lifetime. There's certain psukim before the Second World War that the psukim were accepted in one direction. After the Second World War, the consensus changed and the psak reversed. The psak changed. You have to go bust the rov chachamim of your generation. You have to go. So the bezin shalach reim amru that even after higia hazman, she's not allowed to eat truma. So the Gemara has several suggestions. What is the nekuda samachlokes between the Mishnah Rishayna and the Mishnah Achrayna? Whether after higia hazman, and the Baal is clearly postponing and delaying, every day comes up with another teretz. Why can't the nisuin? And we tell him your chaybim is on his ishtocha because you were supposed to already have the nisuin by January 1st, and you're wasting time. Let's say they're both in college, and then they want to get married during intercession. So they made up. The day after all the finals are over, that's when they're going to have Nisun. And then the Chassan keeps on postponing. The Kala wants the ready to have the Nisun. So then he gives Ma'vilay Nisu. If it's a fault of the husband, so then his Chaybim is on his cell. And according to the Mishnah Rishonim, she's permitted to eat Truma. According to Mishnah Achrayim, not allowed to eat Truma. So what is the Machlokes, the Mishnah Rishonim, Mishnah Achrayim? So we said that there seem to be four different Pshotim in the Gemara as to what the Machlokes is. So the Gemara in Adorim, they tell you where it is, in Adorim Daf, I in Gimel Omid Beis, where they quote this din higias mavlei nisu. Gemara in Dorim has a machlekes atanoim in the Mishnah. The Baal is mefer nidrei ishtoi all by himself after nisuin. Calls man that she's a naira hamarasa. That's the name of a perik in the end of the Dorim. Naira hamarasa avi or baile mefirim nidereha. In order to be mefer the Dorim of naira hamarasa, you need a shutvis between the father and the orus. And if the girl is already a bogeres and she's not b'shus avia, then they can't have any shutfas. The father can't be participating in the hafaras and darim. And the oris can't be made for all on his own. After nisuin, any nedarim that she takes after nisuin, then the baal can be made for the nedarim all himself. So what's the din? So the Mishnah has a machlekes hatanaim. I'm there and I'm gimel on the base. What if it's a giyas man? They made up, they're going to have nisuin by January 1st. And it's already a week late and they still didn't have nisuin. So the girl takes a net. Can the baal be made for the nedarim all by himself? So that's a machlekes hatanaim. So the Rabbah there in the Dorim Ayin Gimel sounds like he learns that that is the machlokes, the Mishnah Rishon and the Mishnah Achreina, whether Hagos Hazman constitutes Nisuin or not. Maybe Nisuin you don't need. We have on the first daf, you have all the different opinions, what constitutes Nisuin. So some say for us to kanafech alam asecha, putting the cloth on top, and then Bizman Azeh, the girl a lot of times can't go to the mikveh before, so you can't put a talus on top of the boy and the girl. So they have a cloth canopy, it's like a farasta karacha alama sech. Others say that the canopy is not so much the cloth, you don't need any cloth at all, you just need the tzuris ha-pesach. So ha-pesach is like achnosa l'vishusay. Others say that the yichud, the Rambam Pshita, is that the yichud is the nisuin. And others say, the Vilna Gaon holds like that, and the Chacham Avadya says this is the opinion of the Svardim. When they go home, after the wedding is all over, that constitutes the nisuin. So according to Rav Avadya Yosef, it's a big problem. How do they say the Birchas Nisuin now? They're not going to go home till 6 hours later, after the whole wedding is all over and after everything is paid up and so on. So what are they saying the Birchas Nisuin 6 hours before? So he writes in his Chuvas, he wrote about it somewhere else. The Pashtus is not like that Shita. Pashtus says you say the Birchas Nisuin, so something that's happening now. Either the Yichud, so you should take Magen Avram says you should rush. You shouldn't dilly dally. You should go straight from the Birchas Nisuin under the Chuppah to the Yichud room. It shouldn't take a half an hour. You should go right away. Or they're standing under the canopy for some reason or another. That constitutes a Nisuin. Either because of the Tzuras HaPesach, Achnos HaLev Shus, or because of the cloth, one way or the other. Or the Badekin, one sheet of the Mordechai is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch as saying that the Badekin constitutes a Nisuin. Remember many years ago, they invited me to give a shiur in Yeshiva Takotel. And they were learning the beginning of Ksubas. So I spoke about the different opinions of what constitutes Nisuin. So I said the Dogel Mervava on the side of Shulchan Aruch quotes the Mordechai that Nisuin is the Badekin is the Nisuin. And the Dogel Mervava says that in different parts of Europe, in some communities, the meaning was that the Chosin didn't do the Badekin, the Rabbanim did the Badekin. So he says, what is that all about? It's self-understood that the Chosin appointed them as a shliach to do the nisuin on his behalf. So I said, Rabbi Soloveitchik had a taina. He thought that it's a very questionable way they can do nisuin al yidei shliach. Every sin al yidei shliach, that's the beginning of the second parak in Kedushin. You can do a shliach for erison. But Rabbi Soloveitchik thought you can't make a shliach for nisuin. So around 20 years went by, and somebody quote me, I gave a shir in Yeshiva Tagolan. So he said, remember 20 years ago, he said a shir in Yeshiva Takotel, where is that Dogel Mervava? He looked high low and couldn't find him. Because he looked at Eben Ezer. It's not Eben Ezer, it's the end of Yeridei, it's the end of Hilchus Avelus. Because the Gemara talks about over here, Meisav Shal Chosanim Shal Kal, right before the Chuppah. So what do? So it's on that Gemara that the Mordechai is opinion that Taz there in Yeridei, quotes the end of Yeridei, Hilchus Avelus. Quotes the Mordechai that if you had Badekin is the Nisuin, and the dinim changed a little bit. We'll have to learn that Gemara. So this fellow was a Talmid Chacham, but he didn't look in the right place. He kept on looking in Eben Ezer. The Dogma Vav is not in Eben Ezer. It's in the end of Yeridei in Hilchas Avelus.
Doesn't Rashi also hold that Badekin?
I don't know. Could be. I'm not familiar. I don't remember. So again, so the Gemara seems to have four different explanations as to what is the Nekudas HaMachlokes between the Mishnah Rishon and Mishnah Achreina, whether the girl is allowed to eat truma after Hagos Hazman. So Rabbah there in Nedarim Ayin Gimel Amud Beis seems to have understood Pashup Shat. The Machlokes, the Mishnah Rishon and Mishnah Achreina, is whether Hagos Hazman is Nisuin. Mishnah Mishnah holds that Hagos Hazman, he gives Mavla Nisu, that is the Nisuin. You don't need to stand under the canopy, you don't need anything, that is the Nisuin. And the Mishnah Achreina disagrees, he says, no, you have to have some formality to constitute the Amaisa Hachnosa Lirushusa. Why do I say that? So that's the Pasha Pshat in Rabbah, because Rabbah says, the Machlokes HaTanaim in the Mishnah there in the Dorm, Daf Ayin Gimel on the base, whether he gias man, whether the husband can be made for the Nidorim all by himself. Husband can only be made for the Nidorim if they have Nisuin. They only have Eris and he can't be made for the Nidorim. So the Pasha Pshat is that it's a Machlokes whether Hagos Hazman is Nisuin. That's what Rabbi says. That's identical with the machlokes between the Mishnah Mishani and Mishnah Achrayim. Then Abaye is not happy with Rabbi's suggestion, and he thinks that it's not necessarily Tali Zebizah.
But even if you hold that it would be Nisuin, then it's still that an Arusa is allowed to eat. Then is the maker then Arusa can eat the Truma.
Minatora,
so what's the point of it there anyway?
No, but with the Rabbanan they made Xera either because Shem Tashka Leacher Leachisa Mishum Simpon, one reason or the other. So the Mishnah Rishani says, even though you have Xera, but once he gives man, so she's Achelas Betruma. Why? Apparently he thinks, the Mishnah Rishani thinks, he gives man is Nisuin, so she's alive. And the Mishnah Achrayna holds that he gives man is not Nisuin. It's just the din, it's Chaybim Zanisel, but it's not yet Nisuin. How can it be he gives man is Nisun? You don't need a Maisekinyan for Nisun. The answer is no. The answer is the whole idea of the whole difference between Erisin and Nisun is Erisin, she's an Eshazish Shalom Bebesabal, and the Nisun is an Eshazish Bebesabal. So the way to accomplish Nisun is by Hachnosa Lushuso. How do you do Hachnosa Lushuso? So those are the different opinions, the different suggestions in the Rishayim. So some say the Badekin, and some say going into. Going home together, and some say standing on in the Tzuras HaPesach, Yichud, all the different opinions, that's all the machlokes, what constitutes Hachnosa Lushusa, that's the whole machlokes. So the suggestion was made, anything that Shali, just as a parallel, not an equation, when you own property, so the full ownership is Shaloi B'Shusa, an incomplete ownership is Shaloi V'Eina B'Shusa, someone stole my property, I don't know, I don't have access to it. I don't know where it is. So it's Shali, but it's ain't a Bishusin. So when a girl is married, she's an Eshusish, Shalob Bebeis Habal. You have to have Achnosa Lushusin to make her into an Eshusish Bebeis Habal. So the Pashtus says, whenever there's no Mafkiya, so it's whatever is Shali is automatically going to be Bishusi. So if they're made up, when a couple has Erisin, they don't want to have Nisuin yet till later. Because the guy has to find a job and so on. He has to buy clothing, he has to rent an apartment, he has to do a lot of things. So they don't want to have Nisuin. But what's if it's already Higia Hazman, so there's no longer any Ma'akev. They both made up that they're going to have Nisuin by January 1st. So then there's room to argue the point and say that whatever Shali is automatically Bishusi, unless you have a Mafkiya. So whenever a girl is an Eshusi, Shalai Bebeis Habal, she should automatically become an Eshishish Bebeis Habal, unless there's a Ma'akev. So the Ma'akev was the made up, they're not going to have Nisuin until January 1st, until finals, until midterms, until something, whatever they made up, until 12 months after the Erisin. Once it's a Gezman, there's no longer any Ma'akev, so she automatically becomes an Nisuin. So that's why Rabbah seems to have understood that that is the Machlokes Satanon. And then Abayi disagrees, says he doesn't think that that's the Nekuda. That's not that the Tanoim there by HaForos Nedarim Alushitosim over here by the Achilas Shuma. So the Gemara Nun Ches has other suggestions. What were the other suggestions? The Gemara has two other suggestions. So one shot was that the Mishnah Rishonim with the Mishnah Achrayna argued what's the reason for the Gzeira the Rabban. So according to the Mishnah Rishonim, the reason why Arusa is not permitted to eat Shuma is Shema Tashka Liacheho Uliach Yoseho. She may give to her brothers and sisters to share. So this is on Kol Zman that the husband is not mechuyav b'mezonos ishta, he's not sending her any food. But once he's higias man, v'loy nisu, he's mechuyav b'mezonos eho. So he's going to be duchta miyachid lo. He's going to make sure that she eats her meals in a different place. He's not going to want her to eat the meals together with her brothers and her sisters. She's going to give them to nibble, and it's going to cost him twice as much money for the mezonos ishta, because he's supporting not only his kala, his arusa, he's supporting all the other brothers and sisters in the family. So he's going to be duchta miyachla, he's going to see to it that she's going to eat the meals in a different location. So there's no longer any chashash of Shema Tashke. So that's the Mishnah Mishnah holds like that. Higi Azman, there's no longer a chashash of Shema Tashke le'achehu le'achi yaseho. And the Mishnah Achreina, Bezen Shal Achreim Amru, they introduced the other concern, the other possibility, the chashina le'simpon. Maybe after they'll have Nisuin, now, okay, he's mechuyevim as I said, but he's not living with the wife yet. Maybe after the having nisuin, he'll discover that there's a major mum, and it'll be turn out to be a kiddusha toy. So she was really never married to him in the first place. So maybe that's why the Mishnah Achrayna holds that even after Hagwas Azman, his chayvim is going to send, is going to be duchta miyachla, is going to designate a special place for her to eat the meals. So she won't be giving part of the food to her brothers and her sisters. But still is a concern. Maybe he'll discover that she has a mom. Then the Gemara said, but according to the second opinion, there never was a chashash of shematashka in the first place. The whole reason why we don't permit an arusa to eat shum is because of the chashash simpom. So what changed between the Mishnah Rishon and the Mishnah Achrayna? So the Gemara says, on the top of Nun Ches on the base, the top five lines, the difference is the following. The Mishnah Rishon holds that he's not going to be feeding her. He's chai b'mezaneseho, but he's not going to be giving her the food unless he's going to ask his female relatives, his cousins, his sisters, to try to check the girl out. So they're going to see the girl in a bathing suit. So they said, to the best of their knowledge, they don't see any mumen. But after they'll have nisuin, he's going to see the girl without the bathing suit. So then he may come to the realization that there's a major mum. So that's the shaila that you have to be concerned after a bedikas chutz. He's going to make more than a bedikas chutz. They're going to be together mamish. So the Mishnah Mishnah holds, he's not going to be feeding her. He gives marvel anisu, ochlis mishaloi, the balas chaybim, zanisishtoi. So the chosin is certainly going to make sure that it's a good investment. He's going to have a bedikas chutz, have his female relatives check her out to make sure there's no mumen. Otherwise, what is he going to be throwing out money, feeding the girl? It's going to turn out that they're not married at all. And the Mishnah Achrayna is concerned, maybe the bedikas chutz is not sufficient. Maybe you have to be concerned, even with the bedikas chutz, maybe he'll still discover that there's a real mum. So these are the three pshatim that are explicit in the Gemara. One pshat is Rabbah, in Nedorah Ma'in Gimel. And Abai is not happy with that. And the one pshat is the machloikas Mishnah and Mishnah Achrayna is what's the reason for the gzeira, whether the reason is shematashke, and then duchta miyachad lo solves that problem, or the reason is simple, or no, the Mishnah Rishon Mishnah Achrayna, the reason is simple. But the issue was, the thing that they debated was whether bedikas chutz solves your problems or not. So the Mishnah Rishon holds bedikas chutz is enough, and the Mishnah Achrayna says you should still be concerned about simple. But then, the author of the Nesivos has a sefer on Ksuvos that's called Beis Yaakov. His name was Yaakov. His father's name was Yaakov. That's a question, how did that happen? So they have in their books, they have two versions of how that happened. So one version is the father died, they named the son after the father. The other version is that by the Bris, the father was absent-minded, he was always thinking and learning, the father of the Nesivos. And when they screamed out, what's the name of the baby? So he says, Yaakov. He was saying his own name, saying that he wasn't paying attention. So his name was Yaakov ben Yaakov. Okay, his father's name was Yaakov, his name was Yaakov. Whatever. There are two different versions. How could that happen? That the father's name is Yaakov and the son's name is Yaakov.
That's Ma'akev? Like if they say they curse Bobby Sorrow, you say the wrong name by accident?
No, it's not Ma'akev. They're both Baba Mises. It could be both stories are not true. Could be, neither story is true. No, it's not Ma'akev. He gave a name by mistake, so you change it. That's all. You don't need any ceremony. Anyway, so the author of the Nesivos wrote a sefer on Ksubis and on Shulchan Aruch Hilchos Ksubis that's called Beis Yaakov. As a sefer on Gittin also, that's called Torah's Gittin, also a very fundamental sefer. So that Beis Yaakov points out that based on the Gemara, you see that there's a fourth shot in the Machlokes also, because all the Gemaras that we're saying so far are all assuming that this Gzer de Rabbanon, that the Arusa Eino Achelos B'Truma Mid Rabbanon, only the Gzer only applies where the reason applies. Whenever the reason doesn't apply, the Gzer doesn't apply. That is not a loy plug. That's beferish in several gemaras. It's not a loy plug rabban. But there's a gemara in Kiddushin in the second parak where the gemara is kemat explicit that it's a loy plug rabban. Taisa says it on the gemara in Kiddushin that it's a loy plug rabban even in a situation where the reason for the gzera doesn't apply, the gzera still applies. So isn't this a problem? Isn't this a problem? It's a steer between the gemaras whether the gzera arusa eno achelas betruma was instituted yes as a loy plug or not as a loy plug. Which is it? So the Nesivos suggests that's exactly the machlokes, the Mishnah Rishon and the Mishnah Achrayna. Mishnah Rishon hold that whatever the reason is, either shematashke or mishum simpon, so once you have higiyas mavalai nisu, he's going to make a b'dikas chutz and he's going to be duchta miyachid lo, and neither chashash applies. So the gzera de Rabbanon doesn't apply. And Bezin Shalach Reim Amar, the Mishnah Reina says, no, it's a loy plug Rabbanon. This Gzeru is made as a loy plug Rabbanon. So we just, that's all the Nesiva says in the Sefer Beis Yankov. That it would appear from the Gemara that there's a fourth pshat in the Machloikas, Mishnah Rishani, Mishnah Reina, whether this Gzeru the Rabbanon is instituted as a loy plug or not. So we just discussed that. We latched on to what the Mishkan and Yankov wrote in his Shuvas. He basically had everything from the Rosh. The Rosh ran away from Germany after the Mar Rutberg died in prison. He felt that they're probably going to put him in prison, hold up the Jewish community for the ransom money, and he didn't want to sit in prison like his Rebbe did. So he ran away to Spain. So when he was in Spain, he saw that the Balabatim used to wear an arba kamfas, a four-cornered garment with tzitzis, even though the four-cornered garment was made from linen. And that's a machlokes bisham and bisilo. And that's one of the six cases where we pass on like bisilo. Where we pass on like the Bishama against the Bisil. The Mishnah in the first end of the first parak in Shabbos gives you the Yutches Gzeiris, refers to, the Gemara tells you what they are. The Mishnah just refers to the Yutches Gzeiris. The Gemara explains that on one day the Bishama were in the majority, and like sometimes in Congress they do this shtick, they saw they were in the majority, and they rammed through 18 Gzeiris. They outvoted this small group of Bisil who was there. They outvoted them that day. But then the Gemara said the next day when the rest of the Beis Hillelnikas came to the Beis Medrash, they said, good, we would have voted like Beis Shammai. So that's no great tragedy that we're not really passing like Beis Shammai against Beis Hillel. The rest of the Beis Hillel agreed with the Beis Shammai the next morning. But the Tosis in Sukkah Dav Gimel quotes from the Siddur of Amram going that there were six cases where we passed like Beis Shammai against Beis Hillel, and Beis Hillel never gave in. We passed like the Beis Shammai. So one of them is, one of them is the size of the sukkah. That's why it's in Sukkah Dav Gimel. Sukkah has to be 7x7 tochem as opposed to 6x6. We still say 6x6 is enough, and we pass like Bishamai, and he Zayin Tvachem on Zayin Tvachem. And then another one of the six cases is that you're not permitted to put tzitzis at all in a Begin Shel Pishtel. Because in your interest in putting in tzitzis, you'll certainly want to spend a little money and buy trelis. And trelis has to be, the strings of trelis have to be, it has to be dyed blue with the chalazon, special dye, and the strings have to be made from tzemer. And in case you fell in and you bought your trelis from a faker and he sold you kloilon, imitation trelis, so you're not yotz in the mitzvah of trelis, Gemara says you're yotz in the mitzvah of lovan, you're yotz in the mitzvah of tzitzis incompletely because you're lacking the trelis. So the Gemara says the only time you're permitted to create shatnas in the beged by tying on chutei tzemer on a beged shel pishton is when it's really necessary for the purpose of fulfilling the mitzvah of tchelis. But let's say the tchelis that you have is a fake, it's an imitation tchelis, a really kla'ilon. So you're just yotz in the mitzvah of lavan, you're not yotz in the mitzvah of tchelis. So the purposes of lavan, you didn't have to have a string of a chut shel tzemer. You could have had all the chutim, could have been shel pishton. So the fact that you use the chut shel tzemer, you can't apply esedechel esedechel, because efshel l'kaim shneim, I could have fulfilled the mitzvah of tzitzis with lavan alone, without violating shatnas. In order to fulfill the trelis part of tzitzis, you have to have davke chutim of tzemer. But if the trelis that I had was pasla trelis, because it's kla'ilon is indigo, comes from a plant. And the trelis has to have, the source of the trelis has to be from this sea animal, whatever kind of an animal it is. So the Gemara says that so the Rabbi Nissim, what's the name? Rabbamam Goen, and the Siddur writes that we pass like Bishama, that you're not permitted to put tzitzis in the Begin Shal Pishtam. So the Rosh writes, and it's true, quoted by the Tur in Simeches, that when he moved to Spain, he was stunned to see that the Balabatim were wearing Arba Kamfis with tzitzis in the Begin Shal Pishtam. The only pass like Bishama, that you're not allowed to put in tzitzis at all, and the Begin Shal Pishtam, because you may fall in with the imitation Tchelis, and you'll be in violation of Shatnas unnecessarily. So the Balabatim answered, Bismanazeh, we don't have any trailers. So the whole chashash doesn't apply. So whenever the reason for the gzera doesn't apply, the gzera doesn't apply. Taz quotes this. Taz and the Magen Avraham both quote in Simeches, Hilchot Tzitzis. And Taz asks, what happened to Dovah Shebiminyan Tzach Miyarachal Atiroi? When a Bezin makes a gzera in one generation, and the gzera makes sense. Even if you live in a generation where the whole Tamak Zera doesn't apply at all, you still have to observe the Gzera until the time will come where they'll repeal the Gzera. I have to have another Bezin to repeal the Gzera. So nobody repealed it. So how can the Rosh, how come the Rosh is so comfortable? And he says, the Balabatam are right. What happened to the din of Davash and Minyan, Tzach and Yerachal Atira? So the Taz says that the Rosh was concerned about it, and then that's why he wrote what he wrote. But you don't understand, what did he write? He wrote a couple of extra lines in the Tshuva, and it's not a problem, doesn't pose a problem. He doesn't explain why it doesn't pose a problem. So the Mishkan is Yankiv has in his first two Tshuvas in Chiluk HaShemishpat, in his Sefer Koheles Yankiv, he explains what the Pshat in the Rosh is. He says, called the Tikkun Rabbanan Ke'en Deraisa Tikkun. All the Gzeres the Rabbanan were patterned after Dinim Deraisa. So in Chumash, you have 365 Lois Esei. And Ruba de Ruba, you have 248 Mitzvah Esei. Ruba de Ruba of the Mitzvahs, Torah doesn't give the reason right next to the Mitzvah. So that's a Machlokes Satana, and whether Darshin and Time in the Krah, Loi Darshin and Time in the Krah, do we say that the Tamei HaMitzvahs are from the Midrash HaTernid Resh Hespem? And whenever you can ascertain what the reason for the mitzvah is, if you were faced with a situation where the reason for the mitzvah doesn't apply, the whole mitzvah doesn't apply. So the time of the krah is from the Midrash HaTernid Resh Hespem. It regulates the application of the mitzvah. Or do you say, no, you should always try to figure out what's the reason for the mitzvah. That's a chelik of Torah, to know what the dinim are, to know what the reason for the dinim, all the reasons for the din, and what moral, ethical, or religious principle can be derived from this mitzvah. But to say that the time of the krah, the reason for the mitzvah, is from the midrash haturned reshes pam, which should regulate the application of the mitzvah. Whenever the reason doesn't apply, the mitzvah doesn't apply. Ad kadei kach he don't say. So that's a famous machlekes hatanoi. Reb Shimon bar Yochai, the author of the Zohar, Reb Shimon bar Yochai, is the one who says Darshin and Time in the Krah. In the Mishnah, in the end of Bob and Tzia, in the second parak in Sanhedrin, he holds Darshin and Time in the Krah. You say on your own what the reason, all the Rabbanim should gather together, what is the reason for the mitzvah? Whenever the reason doesn't apply, the mitzvah doesn't apply. We have not accepted Reb Shimon's opinion, but there are a few rare instances in Chumash where the Torah gives a mitzvah and it says right away the reason for the mitzvah. So where that, the Gemara says, even the Rabbanim would agree, Darshin and Time in the Krah. The Chumash says the reason. It says, for example, Kovatik Berena Bayomahu, Kikilos Elokim Tovah. You have to bury everybody the same day that they die. You have to bury them before the Shkia. The mitzvah says, Kovatik Berena Bayomahu, to bury before the Shkia. And the soul in the Vlos Aleit, you violate the law, says, if you're Melin, as I may still Alos Al Shachar. Let's say someone died and it's not Bichdei Shiasu. There's not enough time to bury him before the Shkia. He died half an hour before the Shkia. It's just physically impossible. So at least they should try to see to it. They shouldn't lean them over. L'sol nevlosa halonis ames. It is in violation when it comes to halonis hashachar. So you should try to bury him in the middle of the night. Unless you have union regulations and they don't let you bury after hours, okay? But if you don't have an asik with the union, so then you should bury the person at night before halonis hashachar. So the Mishnah says in Sanhedrin, what if helenei l'chvodo, they left the mace overnight in order to get more people to attend the funeral, in order to get the relatives and a bigger crowd? So that says in the Mishnah that's permissible. Why? Because the Chumash writes the reason for the din next to the mitzvah. It says the reason why, because it's a bizayin ames. It's a violation of kavod abis to leave the mace overnight. But if the whole purpose of leaving the mace overnight is in order to get more people to attend the funeral, so then mishum kavod ames, then we would permit it, then you're allowed to leave them overnight. So just like on the level of the Raisa, whenever you have a pasuk that gives the reason for the mitzvah next to the mitzvah, then the reason does regulate the application of the mitzvah. Whenever you have ruba de ruba of the mitzvahs, and the 613 mitzvahs, over 600, the reason is not given in the Chumash. So there are good reasons, but since the Chumash doesn't write the reasons, so we say, they're all lo plug de raisa, the mitzvahs applied, mitzvah sese, the mitzvahs le sese, everything applies even in the situation where the reason for the mitzvah doesn't apply. So when you get to dinim de rabbanon, it's the same, called the tikkun rabbanon kein de raisa, tikkun ruba de ruba, over 90% of all of the gzeres de rabbanon, they didn't incorporate the tam gzera into the nusach gzera. So they made it as a lo plug even in a case where the concern doesn't apply. Love plug, even if you live in a generation where the whole concern doesn't apply. That's called Davish and Minyan, Tzach Minyan Achal Atira. But once in a while, in a small percentage of cases, less than 5%, in a small percentage of Gzeras, they felt compelled for some reason or another to incorporate the Tama Gzera into the Nusach Gzera. So then it's called the Tikkun Rabbanan Kein Deraisa Tikkun. So if you live in a situation or a generation where the reason doesn't apply, so the whole mitzvah doesn't apply. So now we just shifted, so the Mishkan and Sanhedrin just shifted the issue. He didn't explain yet, so how did the Chachamim know when to make a loy plug and when not to make a loy plug? When did they incorporate the Tam HaGzera into the Nusach HaGzera, and therefore whenever the reason doesn't apply, so the whole Gzera doesn't apply? And when do you say no, that the Gzera, the Rabbanim was a loy plug, Ruba, the Ruba of the Gzera, the Rabbanim were a loy plug? So he takes a stand on that too, so he says that's what the Rosh came to explain. When the Chachamim paskin like the Beis Shammai against the Beis Hillel, that's Akira's Dov Men HaTorah. Men HaTorah Yimuchuyiv to put on tzitzis with tcheles, the whole works. Yimuchuyiv to put on tzitzis on a Begel Shel Pishton, on a linen four-cornered garment. With the Rabbanon, they're concerned maybe you'll fall in, maybe you'll violate Shatna Shaloba Makamitzah, unnecessarily. So they prohibited you from fulfilling the mitzvah. So on the level of the rice, Yimuchuyiv to put on tzitzis in a Begel Shel Pishton. So they can't say, but the Rabbanon, we prohibit you from putting on tzitzis on a Begel Shel Pishton. It's legamri against what it says in the Torah. Akira's dov min haTorah. You can't do that. So they had to say, we don't permit you, we prohibit you from putting tzitzis on a fork on a Begel Shel Pishton because of the concern that you may fall in with a faker. He'll sell you imitation tcheles, in which case you'll be in violation of Shatan Shlomo Makam Mitzvah. So whenever they made Exer the Rabbanon, Akira's mitzvah min haTorah, Akira's mitzvah b'shev altasim, so they had incorporated the Tam HaGzera into the Nusach HaGzera. So we say like that, it could well be that that's the machlokes between the Mishnah Rishayin and the Mishnah Achrayin over here. The Mishnah Rishayin held that the din arusa acheles betruma is a mitzvah. We say ishti kegufoi. So when the arusa eats truma, she's in fulfillment of a mitzvah. And then when the Chachamim made Gzer Derabon, we don't permit the arusa to eat truma. They had to incorporate the Tam HaGzera into the Nusach HaGzera. Otherwise, they're making a Gzera keneged a din in the Torah. It says in the Torah, there's a mitzvah for the Eishes Kain Tichuma, Ishti Kegufa. And you're saying that we don't permit it to do the mitzvah? So whenever it's Akira's Dov Men HaTorah, they had to incorporate the Tam HaGzera into the Nusach HaGzera. So therefore, it's not a loy plug. And Mishnah Achrayinah holds, no, that Arusa, Achelus B'Tshuma, is only a heter. So it's only a heter, muteris lechel b'tshuma, but it's not a mitzvah to eat truma. You don't say ishti kegufa. It could well be that there's a distinction between arusa and nesua. Could be that by nesua, where Rashi said it's beit on pasuk, kol tor b'vescha yechal kodesh, there you say ishti kegufa. So that's taka mitzvah, but as far as arusa is concerned, it's just a heter to eat the truma. It's not that it's a mitzvah. So that was our suggestion. Maybe the whole shot from the nesivas, from the Beis Yankiv, was that the difference between the Mishnah Rishon and Mishnah Achrayinah was whether this Gzera de Rabbanan was a loy plug or not. And what does that depend on? So the Mishkan is Yankiv said, whenever it's Akira's Dov Men HaTorah, then they have no right to make it a loy plug. Then they have to incorporate the Tam HaGzera into the Nusach HaGzera. So maybe this was the machlik, as the Mishnah Rishon held it's not a loy plug, because the Mishnah Rishon held it's a mitzvah for Eishes Kain Ti Chuma. So you have no right to make a Gzera b'loy plug. You have to make a Gzera and say the reason. And the Mishnah Achrayinah held, no, it's a loy plug Rabbanan. Even when the reason doesn't apply, the Gzera still applies, because the Eishes Kain Acheles B'Tshuma was never a mitzvah in the first place. At least by Arusa, maybe by Nesu it is, at least by Arusa, it's only a heter, it's not that it's a mitzvah. So therefore, there is no Akira's Dov Men HaTorah. Okay, now we're up to date. Yes?
So, why do we need the Joshua by Beisel? Like, can't we say Ishtok Gufa?
Well, Ishta Kegufo is learned out from Pesukim Mechumash, only when it gets to Kroivim Psulim Laedas. You don't say Ishta Kegufo, let's say Eshes Kain should be able to duchen, should be able to makro kabanas in the Beis HaMikdash. It doesn't go so far. So this is a big chiddush. The Pasuk is Megala that you say Ishta Kegufo when it gets to eating truma as well. And that's the question, how far do you go? It means Ishta Kegufo Mamish, that's a mitzvah, she says a bracha, Shekedushan, Bekedushasa Shalaret. No? That's how the feminist done. Okay. Sorry, Rivka Rachel Aleya. Okay, so she say a new bracha. Okay. Yeah, you need a pasuk. You can't say on your own. The Sefer Achinuch, right? Eishes Kain Acheles B'Tshuma is based on Ishti Kegufa. But he needs a pasuk. Means after the pasuk tells you Acheles B'Tshuma, so he attributes it to the fact that it's Ishti Kegufa. But on his own, you wouldn't say.
Maybe the Mishnah Rishona could have thought that it was a mitzvah for Arusa to eat truma, got it from the pasuk. It says, "Kam yochelu, yochelu." Like, as opposed to the pasuk before, "Kol zar lo yochal lo," and then it says, "Yochelu," it's an ase for the achilei. kinyan kaspa, it's an asay for kinyan kaspa.
See, that's the question. The kinyan kaspa, the behemoth coin, is probably not a mitzvah. That's probably just a heta. So if the arusa is learned off in the same pasuk as the behemoth coin, so the pashtun says that it should only be a heta, it shouldn't be a mitzvah. So that's what this is safe for Zera Avraham, that the Rabbi Nachum Zemer put out his correspondence with Rabbi Avraham Luftbeer, who was the son-in-law of the Or Sameach. And so in that sefer, they have an alphabetical table of contents in the beginning. Alphabetical table of contents in the beginning, so they write with Arusa, Eishes Kana Chalas B'Truma, he quotes that it's a machlokes achronim. Is it a heter or is it a mitzvah? One of the sources he quotes is the Pirush HaMishnayos, the end of the first parak in Gittin, on this topic, where it sounds like it's a mitzvah. Eish is kana chalas b'chum is a mitzvah, and then he quotes the Chiddush HaRim, who discusses it. It's a whole topic. Okay. So what do we have? So the opening Mishnah says that they made a takana, all the girls who are getting married for the first time at Psula should get married on Tuesday night or Wednesday. If you get married at night, you shouldn't get married Wednesday night. That's not, that's Yom HaChamishi already. You know, what's wrong? You want the girl should be able, the husband should be able to come to Bezin the next day. We're concerned Shalot Tizkara Daita, he should be, he's going to find out that she's a Pesach Pasuch, he should come to Bezin. So what's wrong with Wednesday nights? That I says, no, there are always delays. Always lek exuba de lorami betigra is always going to be some kind of an issue, and there are always cause for delay in the day of the chuppah. So it may turn out that the chuppah will be so late at night that they won't have beer rishayin until Thursday night. Then there's no bezin available on Friday morning. So if you're getting married at night, Tosfos says you get married on Tuesday night. Either Tuesday night or Wednesday in the daytime before the shkir. Shouldn't get married Wednesday night. Fine. So the Gemara says if they made up in advance that they're going to get married by January 1st, and they didn't look on a calendar, then it comes out that January 1st is a Friday, is a Shabbos, is a Sunday. So what would you say? Higiyah Zman V'loi Nisu, comes January 1st and the Chosin didn't make the Chuppah yet. So we would say, Ocheles Mishalo, Balas Chai B'Mizonis Ishtoi. So the Gemara says, no, since he can't, there's a Takana de Rabban and all the girls are supposed to get married on a Wednesday, on Tuesday night and Wednesday. So he's not Chai B'Mizonis until it comes Tuesday night and Wednesday, because he's not supposed to have a Chuppah then. Not supposed to have a chuppah till Yom Harvi. So then the Gemara had a shaila to the shaynus in the Gemara. Is that only onus b'takanta de rabbanon? Because the chacham made a takana that all the psula should get married on Yom Harvi. What if it's cholahu, a chol sehi, a pirsani? What if some other oinus comes up? You say any time there's an oinus, is not yet chai b'mzaneseho, because it's not yet hagos hazman. They made up this man January 1st, but January 1st, Teignish, that's not on a Wednesday. So you have to wait till the next Wednesday. What is it? Yeah. So that's two Lashanis in the Gemara. So then the Gemara starts about 15 lines from the top of base on the base. Omar Rove, if one should assume the Pashtus, then ever any Oinus comes up that prevents the Chassan from performing the Suin. Any oinus comes up, so he's not chayv b'mizaneseho till it comes the Wednesday after the Hagos Hazman, the Wednesday after everybody is feeling better. The Wednesday after. So the Gemara says, well, what about in other areas of halacha? What if a man gave his wife a get ala tanai, and the kima tanai took place by oinus? So meikar adin deraisa, kima tanai by oinus is considered as if there was no kima tanai, and the get is not valid. So Rava has two lashonis in the Gemara. So the first lashon starts 15 lines on the top of base and base after the two dots. Amar Rava, linya get neinikain. That even if the kima tanai took place by oinus, the get is still good. You don't say yesh tanis oinus begitin. And the Gemara is going to explain that. In Atari, yesh tanis oinus begitin. In Atari, if the kima tanai took place by oinus, it doesn't count. And the get is not a valid get, but in the Rabbanon, we permit the girl to remarry. Hayitochein. How can you allow that? You can allow an Eish Yisrish to remarry without a get. V'chiyeshkech v'yar chachamim l'akadov men ator bikum v'yasei. The Gemara has a whole sugya, Tosfos refers, the Gemara has a whole sugya in Yevamos and Daf Peites and Daf Tzadik. And the Babli comes to the conclusion, enkech v'yar chachamim l'akadov men ator bikum v'yasei. Only b'shevi al tasa. The chachamim have authority to say, we don't allow you to put in tzitzis on a begel shel pishna. A ger who converts on our Pesach, we don't permit him to bring a korban Pesach. When Rosh Hashanah falls on a Shabbos, we don't permit you to blow shofar and so on. We don't permit you to fulfill a mitzvah. That's called yeshkoach lakadom in atayra. V'shevi al tasa. They tell you don't fulfill a mitzvah derais. Don't duchen. If you have mumen with part of yodah meragla, we prohibit you from duchening. But the Torah is mukhiv to duchen. With the Rabban, we don't permit him to duchen. But the Bavli comes to the conclusion that enkerach b'yal chachamim lakadom in atayra bikum v'yasei l'dayris. They can't. They don't have authority to make a takana l'dayris. V'akiras dov min atayra. L'hai rosho l'migdam l'sa. They can't. Let's say, for some reason or another, the rabbi feels this Shabbos only encourages all the balabatim. Everybody should drive to shul on Shabbos morning. We're all going to have a davening together, and everyone's going to go home after Shabbos. So if he's really convinced the loy rasha, the migda milsa, is going to accomplish a lot, then the Gemara says you're allowed to. But if it's not, if it's going to be l'doiris, or even loy rasha, not such a big migda milsa, he doesn't think it's going to really accomplish that much, then you're not allowed to. It even says Bisman Hazeh, yeah. In the beginning of Chosh Mishpat Simen Beis HaSimen Gimel, it says that Zayin Tuvi Heir can give the death penalty to seven members of the board of the community. It's very important when Broyers has an election, it's very important you have to vote the right guy into office, because the Zayin Tuvi, the seven members of the board, can give you the death penalty. If they think that it's absolutely necessary. So it says that applies to even Bisman Hazeh. And that's based on Bez Makman Shah Shalim Adin is based on Lohai Rasha the Migda Milsa. That is Mutta. Yeshko Achlaka Bukumbi Aseh Lohai Rasha the Migda Milsa.
What about writing the Amar, like a long time?
That's a major problem. How did the rabbis have the authority? How were they permitted to write down the Gemara? Yeshko Achlaka Bukumbi Aseh Ledoiris. That's a major problem. That is a major problem. So, Chacham Avadya has a tshuva on this. He has tshuvas on everything. So he quotes from the Sefer Yireim. The best pshat that he quotes from the Sefer Yireim is that this is not, there never was an iser to write down the Torah Shebaal Peh. There's a mitzvah to transmit the Torah in the same way Moshe Rabbeinu got it. Dvarim shebichsav should be transmitted mitoch haksav, the Baal Kor should let mitoch haksav. And Torah Shebaal Peh, the mitzvah b'shleimusa is that it should be transmitted. Torah Shebaal Peh should be transmitted Baal Peh. If you're going to teach Gemara by reading a text, it's not that you're violating an Avera, you're not fulfilling the mitzvah b'shleimusa. The more correct way to fulfill a mitzvah b'shleimusa, the Siris HaTor Midor LeDor is, Torah Shebaal Peh should be transmitted Baal Peh. But if they saw that by observing the mitzvah b'shleimusa, they're going to be lacking chunks of Torah Shebaal Peh, going to be forgotten. They're afraid everything's going to be forgotten. So then you have no choice. So you have to fulfill the mitzvah shalai b'shleim musa. So he said, this is really called shevi al tasa. This is not called kumi asay. There never was an isit to write down the Torah Shabbat Peh. It's considered the you're not the fulfillment of the mitzvah b'shleim musa if you're going to transmit the Torah Shabbat Peh mitoch haksav. Others have other answers, right? This is a major issue. The question is a major question. The Rishalmi, some of the first men in Rishalmi have the impression that the Rishalmi holds like the other opinion in the Bavli, that Yeshko Achlakar Afilu Bikum V'yaseh, not only Lo HaRosho the Migdamos. But we don't follow that that Yerushalmi, we follow the Bavli. The Yeshko Achlakar is only B'shevi Al Tassah. So the Gemara says, what do you mean over here? Menatar, the man gave his wife a get ala Tanai, and the Kima Tanai took place Ba'inah, so Menatar, it doesn't count as a Kima Tanai. The husband is always leaving. Every week, Matzoy Shab says Abdullah, then he runs out of the house. He has to catch a plane. He has to go to Mexico to make another $1 billion. And the wife says, I want a husband. I don't want money. He keeps on putting money in the bank. And he says, I want a husband. I want you to give me a gift. I want to marry someone who's going to give me companionship. So the husband says, finally, he gives his wife a gift. He says, Harei Zegitach, if I don't come back before Shabbos, Harei Zegitach. So what happened was, he was prepared to come back. He did his whole business deal on Sunday. And he calls up his wife, he's taking the next flight out. Monday morning he's coming back to New York, going to spend the whole week with his wife. And then he goes to the airport, so all the airports are on strike. All the pilots are striking, and he just can't get back. He's not shy. What, he's going to drive from Mexico, he's going to drive to New York, he's not going to make it. So he did Kiyama Tanai, He said, Haizigitchem loy basi. So he didn't come back by Shabbos. But his not coming back was ba'inus. It wasn't beratzen. So mikaradin deraisa, the kim atanai ba'inus doesn't count. And the woman is not megureshes. And with the rabbanim we say, she's allowed to remarry. So the Gemara asked the question, how can that be? Miika midi, here, fourth line from the top, fifth line from the top of Gimelam and Balaf. Umiika midi, is there such a thing in the world? The mederaisa, leilaviget, and atar, she's not divorced. And mishum tsinus and mishum prutzas, you had a consideration, you made a din de rabbanon, sharina neshesish li'alma. That's called enkach biar chachamim lakadom and atar bikumi asay. They can't permit an neshesish to remarry. They can't allow an neshesish to remarry. They can be machmer that a single girl should be treated like an eshesish, but they can't be mekel, they don't have enough power to be mekel, that an eshesish is allowed to be married without a get. That's the Gemara's question. So first the Gemara says, well, if it was Kodesh Bekaspo, we can understand it. Tenach the Kodesh Bekaspo. If he was, usually we Mekadesh Bekesef, or Beshev Kesef. So if he Mekadesh Bekesef, then it's not a problem. Then we can understand why Afkin Rabbani Kedush Minei, why they have the power to cancel the marriage. What if Kodesh Bebiyah Ma'ika LaMeimar? How are you going to explain that one? Why is Kodesh Bekaspo, why is that understandable? Why is that so simple to understand? So here there's a big discussion in the Rishonim. So Rashi quotes Rabbeisov. Who are the Rabbeisov of Rashi? That's assumed to be the Rabbeinu Gershom or Agoilo. This same Gemara, the whole 10 lines of the whole discussion, appears among other places in Balabasa Daf Memches on the base, as it says in the margin. Balabasa Daf Memches on the base. You have printed on the side of the Gemara the Pirush Rabbeinu Gershom. Rabbeinu Gershom, Mor Agoilo, has this funny pshat that Rashi is not happy about. The Pirush Rabbeisa, Shemati Kor Rabbeisa Mefarshim, the Kodesh Bekas Bekedushin the Rabbanon. Why is it Kedushin the Rabbanon? Because the Gemara says you learn that Kicha Kicha Misdei Ephraim. So that what the Rabbis of Shal Rashi hold, that it's only an asmachta, it's not a bona fide gzera shava. So Rashi says, what are you talking about? How can it be? It's a regular bona fide limud. Either it's a gzera shava or it's a mamotzinu. Some Mishanim say, don't need a gzera shava, it's a mamotzinu. So he says, the Yev Shalai Makein. You can't say the Kedusha Kesar is Rabban. Chodah the gzera shava, kicha kicha misdei Ephraim. Chodah domim gzera shava, mash kasim afurishul, chol dover. Whatever is learned after Megzera Shava is a real din deraisa. Like Torah Shabbat Sal, Moshe Kosim Mefurishu. It's treated like Torah Shabbat Sal. The Ode, Nochataina, either Rabbanan Ninu, if you're going to assume the Kedushi Kesav is only the Rabbanan, Hechsel, Klamal Yad, Mevim, Chulin, Lazora. If a girl is a Naira, Hamurasu, you give a skila. A girl is an Isua, and she violates Loisin after she gets Chenek. The girl is a Naira, Hamurasu, she gets skila. So Rashi says, but the whole marriage is only based on the Kedushi Kesav. So how do you give skila and how do you give chenek? There's no enish misa. If a person only violated an aver, the rabbanon, she's only an eshesish, the rabbanon, how can you give a death penalty? There is no such thing. You can give misa lo hayroa shoa the migda milsa on a one-time basis. But you can't have a din l'deris. Whenever a woman is miskatcha l'idei kesef, so her, and she's mizana, so the enish is misa. How can you give misa? Enkach laka b'kumbi aseh. That's what Rashi says. And if an eshesish is mezana b'shoigig, so she brings achatas. The Rashi says, how do you bring achatas? Mevim chulim bazar al shigigosam. There's no such thing as achatas midi rabbanon. The fact that the eshesish is inso, even though the whole ishes only was kedusha kesef, eshesish is inso. They boil with the isha after bring achatas. Obviously, there's an isha deraisa over here. If it's only an isha derabbanon, so there is no such thing as achatas midi rabbanon. That's chulam bazar, no chulam bazar. Anyway, so Rashi quotes this Pirsha Rabbeisai. Rabbeisai is the Rabbeinu Gershom in Cheskes Habatim on Daf Mem Ches. That Tenach Bikosh Bikaspo, Bichayesh Koch Biar Chachamim Lakadov Men Atoro Bikum Biasai. You can't be Yoikadov Men Atoro. But if Kedusha Kesav is only the Rabbanon, say Yesh Koch Lakra Afilu Bikum Biasai. That's called Heimam of Heimamro. If the whole din that you want to be Yoikadov is only the Rabbanon, so then you can even be Yoke Bikum Biyasei. So Rashi said, that's ridiculous. How can you say Kedusha Kesav is only the Rabbanon? It's incorrect. It's certainly incorrect. So you look in the Rambam. The Rambam also carries over this. The Kesav Mishnah writes, the Rambam got his statement from this Gemara. The Rambam writes, there are three ways to do Kedushin. Rambam is paraphrasing the opening Mishnah Kedushin. We should nicknames B'Sholosh Drochim. Kedushin is either Kesav Shtar or Biyah. So the Rambam writes, Kiddusha Ishtar or Kiddusha Bia is Torah Shebichsav, and Kiddusha Kesef is Divrei Sofrim. What does it mean? Divrei Sofrim means it's only by the Rabbanon. So there were those who misunderstood the Rambam, that every single time he says Divrei Sofrim, it means the Rabbanon. That's not correct. The Rambam uses the Loshon Divrei Sofrim in the sense of Torah Shebal Peh. So sometimes it's a din de Rabbanon. Sometimes when he writes Divrei Sofrim, it means by the Rabbanon. Sometimes he writes it's a din min haTorah, but it's only known through the drushes of the Torah Shebal Peh. So the Rambam calls Kiddushei Kesef Divrei Sofrim. He doesn't mean, that's what the Kesef Mishnah didn't mean to say, that it's only by the Rabbanon. He means that it's a drusha of the Torah Shebal Peh. We know the Karoim, all the three, we said the three different kinds of Karoim, they don't have such a thing as Kiddushei Kesef. And the Rambam writes, a Kiddushei Kesef is only Torah Shebal Peh, it's Divrei Sofrim. Kvanogu Kol Yisrael the Kaddish B'Kesef, meaning by the Orthodox Jews is, that we bidafke choose to do Kiddushei Kesef to demonstrate that we do subscribe to the Torah Shebal Peh. So according to the Rambam, how did the Rambam learn this in the Gemara? What does mean Teinach the Kaddish B'Kaspa? Why is Teinach Kaspa? But it's also a Din D'Oraisa. So the answer is, the Rambam holds that there are differences between a din that's Torah Shebichsav and a din that's only Torah Shebal Peh. So this rule from the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Pei Tes, that Tesis quotes, Ein koach b'yad chachamim laka dov men ha-Torah, v'kum b'yasei, that's only dover men ha-Torah. If it's a dover men ha-Torah, Torah Shebichsav, then the chachamim don't have authority to be oike v'kum b'yasei. But if the whole din d'oraisa that they wanted the oiker to tell you to violate it, b'kum b'yasei, is only a din of Torah Shebal Peh, so the Rambam understood in the Gemara that that's acceptable. And that's probably what the Rabbis of Shal Rashi meant. Rashi asks, what are they talking about there? It's only the Rabbanon. That's ridiculous. Of course it's d'oraisa. So they probably meant the same as the Rambam, that it's Torah Shebal Peh. And ein kach laka dov matar b'kum b'yasei, only if it's a dov menatar, if it's Torah Shebal Peh. It's only Torah Shebal Peh, so it's Yeshkoach Lakor, Afilu Bekum Liaseh. That's apparently how the Rambam understood, that's the Rabbos of Shal Rashi, yeah. But that's not the way the Poshe Pshat. How did Rashi and Taisus learn Terech the Kodesh Bekaspo? Because by Kesef, we can apply the principle of Hefker Bezna Hefker. The Chassan has to give a ring, that's the question. Does the ring have to belong to the Chassan? That's the question in Kiddushin. Does it really have to belong to the Chassan? But if it doesn't, let's say Alpi Pashtas, it has to belong to the Chassan. You'll learn the Mishlam Melech, how it shows that it's a machlokes in the Rishayim, whether the Kesef has to belong to the Chassan. So the Pashtas is, has to belong to the Chassan. So if the Chassan is about to give the ring and the rabbis declare it as Hefker, Hefker Bezna Hefker, so there's no Kiddushi Kesef. So that's what the Gemara says. Teinach, the Kodesh Bekaspo. We understand the authority of the rabbis to cancel a marriage to be okay to Ishus Lamafreya, to say that the couple is not married and they don't even need a get. That's if Kodesh Bekaspa, so they can invoke the principle of Hefke Bezna Hefke. But Kodesh Bebiya, Ma'ika Lameima, what can they say? The Gemara says, nonetheless, he still says, Hefke Rabbani Kedusha Mine. Yeah. So this is the question. What do you mean? The couple was married for so many years. And then the wife's upset. The husband's always running to Mexico and to Acapulco, whatever, to make money. And she says, I want a husband. I want companionship. So the husband gives her a get, and he says, he's gone right after Shabbos for business. I raise a gittich. If I don't come back for Shabbos, I raise a gittich. And then, this is years later. They're married 25 years ago. And then he's not able to come back, machmas soinus. So Robin, the first Loshon of Gemara, says, they made a takana de rabbana that the ki matrai ba'inus is a good kiyum atanai. So the Gemara says, Teinach the Kodesh Bekaspa, if the Kiddushim was like the Kesef, but the Kiddushim was 25 years ago. What do you mean? Who says that she still has the marriage ban? What the Bezdin now is Mafke ex post facto? The Mafke, the ring, as of 25 years ago when they got married, there was no problem. First 25 years of marriage, she pulled through. And now she doesn't like it. The husband is never home. So now she feels bad. So now she wants her husband to be home with her, to keep her company. So what do you mean, business, mafke the mom and now, retroactively? How can they do such a thing? Just like it can't be mafke a dovish la bali olam, it can't be mafke a dovish a kvah holach v'oved min olam. Let's say he was mekadusha with a chocolate bar, and she ate it all. Kolsa kinyona, yeah. 25 years ago, he gave a kesef. But that kesef is gone already now. So what do you mean, the mafke the kesef? They declare today, we're mafka the ring as of 25 years ago. You can't do that. Hefke Bezna Hefke can't exceed the person's own ability to be mafker his property. I can't be mafker. How can I be mafker? If I be mafker the ring under the chuppah, I say the ring is hefker. Then I say hariyat mukudeshesli. So I would say the kedushin is no good because I gave a ring shal hefker, so it's no good. But I can't say 25 years later I mafker the ring ex post facto. So how can the bezin have more of a power than the husband himself? How can the bezin declare the ring is hefker? 25 years after they got married. What's going on here?
It's a question, though, isn't it? Whether the Bezdin works like the Bailin themselves and being mafkin when they do have to rest on the other chat. Would it also be that they can't when they have to my friend? Maybe then
it'd be more. There is a big machloikis in the Rishonim where the Hefke Bezna Hefke only goes Minatur. Hefke Bezna Hefke is a dim Minatur. So does it only work Minatur to be Mafker? Does it even work to be Makna Lacher? So that's a machloikis, the Ksais and the Nesivis, and each one has Rishonim. The Ksais quotes his Rishonim and the Nesivis quotes his Rishonim. So the Nesivis says he can't exceed the ability of the person himself to be Mafker. And the Ksais thinks, no, that the Bezdin has the ability to declare ownership and non-ownership not based on Hefka, not that Bezdin is Kedina Kibana. But still, how can Bezdin now, 25 years later, declare that the ring that I gave you 25 years ago was Hefka? How does that work? So the Pashtus is that the Gemara, those Rishonim say that it's Medin Hefka, Bezdin Hefka, Pashtus is they're going with Shitas HaTaisus, Taisus and Bava Metziah and Gittin and different Mesichtas. Now it is Zara. Taisus in a few Masechta says that Yeshkoach Lakar Bekum Biyase Bedover Hadoima. If it looks like it's legitimate, even though it's not, if it looks legitimate, so it's Yeshkoach Lakar. So over here, they're using the principle of Hefke Bezna Hefke. They're really abusing it. Hefke Bezna Hefke doesn't apply over here. What the Mafke now, the Mafreya, as of 25 years ago. But it looks legitimate. So the Raman Pshat is a little better. In that sense, the Rambam's pshat is good, and it means it's Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebal Peh is Yesh Koach Lakar. Okay, we got to continue on this Gemara tomorrow. How does it work? Kodesh B'Pi Amayikon Amayikon. What's the answer?